Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, episode 87, and what a special episode it is. Before getting into why it's special, I want to take out the time to thank you, the fellas, not only for supporting us, but for giving us the motivation my team and I need to do this. Everything you see come from Fatherhood is Lit or Cool for Dads is a labor of love. We don't do the staged or cute stuff because we all know fatherhood isn't always cute. We try to showcase the reality of fatherhood through the lens of urban dads like myself. I'm from the South Bronx, and how I dad? Well, that might not be the same as someone from the suburbs of Wisconsin, but there are always similarities. Shout out to Kanye West. We need a dad's trip to the ranch. Hook it up, man. Somebody talk to him or Kim Kardashian something, man. Hook the boys up. We say no to the majority of press thrown our way because speaking about things doesn't work on this side. Execution does. And gaming press is way easier than it is raising kids. And trust me, people are out there gaming it. Oh, and we don't make a killing selling number one dad t-shirts either. Not like these other sites, because anyone can rock or even create a number one dad t-shirt. But being a father isn't that easy. But if you do want to rock a shirt that will make you proud, hit up stereotypeco.com/fatherhoodislit to support the movement. You can find it in the show notes. So thank you once again for keeping the Fatherhood is Lit crew and even community motivated. Your DMs, your emails filled with words of encouragement, accolades, questions, and even suggestions on how to get better at parenting or activities to do with our kids are special. So keep doing it. Keep sending those emails. Keep commenting on our posts. Keep sharing all of our content with your friends. But most importantly, keep making your presence felt as a father in your household and outside of it. You might never know who's watching, but we all know who we are affecting. Father's Day is this week, and for this episode, I wanted to talk about some of the things that make fatherhood extra special. The things we sometimes forget about, but always remind us how dope fatherhood is. The little things. Today we are talking about kids knowing it all, kids one day remembering something you showed them, and how excited they are to show us stuff, and why it matters to us. Let's get it. One of the greatest things about fatherhood is seeing your kids get excited. This happens at all ages, but I feel it happens even more the younger they are. Sometimes they get super excited over shit that we consider dumb or not so exciting. We all see videos of kids screaming, "Dad, watch this!" And then they will hop on one leg with their hands up like they just won the lotto. And what do? We might laugh externally or maybe even internally. But one thing we always try to do is hype them up. We say things like, "That was so dope. Man, you are special." We act excited when we have no idea what's going on. And man, what a feeling. Sometimes all the excitement gets annoying. But once that annoyance goes down, we love it. That happens often, but I was reminded of how special it was with my Snack Man this past weekend. Snack Man loves himself some Roblox. I still have no idea what's going on with that game. He came running to me with a huge smile on his face and he said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, I won the banana guy on Roblox." Banana guy? I had no idea what he was talking about and was busy watching the NBA playoffs. But he was so excited to tell me all about it. He wasn't going to let me watch TV in peace. I know y'all know that feeling well. He's stubborn, so pushing him away or shushing him wasn't going to work. Instead, I gave him a huge fake smile and sarcastically said, "Wow, you are so good at that game." I swear that's what I said. Shot off a few more sentences like, "I'm so proud of you," and "Wow, a banana guy." Once again, no clue what was going on, but that smile and happiness were all I needed to know. Plus, it would get him off my back. That moment right there is one we brush off often. But let's be honest, when they nag us to show us some weird shit, man, does it feel good. Gas them or hype them up all you can, because the small moments when they are happy as fuck, well, those moments remind us that fatherhood is lit. It truly is. Another part of fatherhood that we downplay often is when your kids know it all and act like you, the father, know nothing. I know that could be super frustrating, but I like to take a different approach when it comes to them knowing it all. This is something I do with my oldest all the time. He is 14 now and he swears he's a big man. It's funny because just like I thought I was smarter than my dad, I know he thinks he's smarter than me. And to be honest, in some things he is. I won't lie about it. That's exactly what we want from our kids. We want them to be better than us. But even when he knows something I don't know, I can guide him because we dads have the experience they don't have. You can hear about how my lesson in crypto backfired with my oldest making way more money than I thought he could on episode 81, titled When Lessons Backfire. Because of his wins in crypto, he swears he knows more than his dad, who has been doing it for about 20 years. But as much as they think they know it all, there are times when we can show them why we know they truly don't know it all. For example, I had purchased a few shares of AMC back in January. My son is learning about stocks, and during that time, GameStop was hyped to insane price levels. They were calling them meme stocks. I'm a long-term investor. I don't really get the meme stock thing, but still failed for the FOMO trap and bought AMC due to the hype. I watched it drop to levels that would have hurt others, but we only had a little bit of money tied up, so it didn't really sting as much. But I still felt stupid for doing it. I know better. We watched it for months, and I prayed that I could at least break even. Then out of nowhere, the stock flew up to $70. I sold my shares at $50, and my oldest started killing me because I left $20 a share on the table. Even though I made a great profit, to him, it wasn't enough. He's greedy. He was right. We left money on the table, but I knew why it mattered. I saw my small loss turn into a nice return. It's rare that you see a stock go from $10 to over $70 in about a week. Ask any investor. Returns like that just don't happen. It usually takes years, and that's if you're lucky. He didn't know that, even though he knew it all. It gave me a chance to educate him on why I did it the way I did. When they know it all, let them talk about it, but also ask them to prove it. Prove all their thoughts about it. Chances are they can't, but we can. Use their knowledge or so-called knowledge to show them how to actually use the brains they think they have and that we also know that they will eventually develop. Once again, it gets annoying, but we all want our kids to be smarter and better than us. Use that time to help them actually get there and remind them dad is still the GOAT, no matter what you think. As fathers, we can educate our kids, expose them to the world, and still feel like they're learning absolutely nothing. It happens all the time with my family. I love graffiti and hip hop music. So do my kids. But they don't love it the same way that I do. When I take them to see a Biggie Smalls mural or take them to see cars at the Brooklyn Museum, I do it to expose my kids to cultural things I love. I don't expect them to go back to school or go to their friends and say, "Yo, you guys heard that Ready to Die album by Biggie Smalls?" As much as I wish my kids could go face to face with someone like Ebro from Hot 97 or DJ Academics on Hip Hop Culture, that's not happening at this age. But does that mean I or should we stop putting our kids onto the things we love? Nah, it means we should double down on what moves us, even if it doesn't move them yet. My goal living in Staten Island isn't for my kids to know every Wu-Tang member or all the lyrics to all the songs they rap about. The goal is to have them one day remember that dad used to put them in front of Wu-Tang murals, throwing up the W's like Shaolin gods. I want my kids going off to college, and when someone says, "Oh shit, you come from Wu-Tang land?" they can then say, "Yeah, my dad put us on. We didn't know what the fuck he was doing, but we know Wu-Tang now." That's how I treat everything I try to expose my kids to. They might not use it immediately. Heck, they might never even care. But one day I guarantee you they will say, "I remember when dad used to do such and such with us." We might not hear the phrase, "Dad put me on," but trust me when I tell you, kids say it. How do I know? Well, other kids always tell me things like that. And I'm always telling people, "I remember when my dad did such and such or taught me about something." Man, this life of dad is something incredible. This Father's Day, whether you are with your kids or not, take the time to appreciate the little things we don't appreciate often. Appreciate them for thinking they know more than you at times. Appreciate them for getting excited over shit we consider dumb or have no idea what they're talking about. Appreciate it all, even the times you don't think they know what you are doing, because one day they will say, "Dad hooked us up." And that right there is everything no one talks about on Father's Day. It truly is the simple things that make this fatherhood thing the best thing a man can ever feel or even experience. Happy Father's Day, fellas. The real stripes are earned raising your child, not matching your number one t-shirt to your off-white Jordans. As always, make your presence felt. It doesn't have to be boring, and our presence matters just as much as a mother's does. So this Father's Day, pat yourself on the back, because you're there, because you're making it happen. You're doing things that maybe you never thought you could do, but you're doing it for your kids. And while you're at it, let another guy, another fella, another friend, let them know that their presence matters as well. Fatherhood is lit.